listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, the show that never goes below standard. And if we do, it's probably your fault. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. Give yourself a break and give us a buzz at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that number is 888-723-4630.
All right, Griff, we're going to do a listing dish. And after we do the listing dish, we have not one, but two experts on these kind of collectibles coming up on the show today. So you'll want to be sure and stay with us, eBay seller, because we're going to have two big experts come on and talk to us about these collectibles. Okay? It's going to be a lot of fun in just a few minutes. But first, are you ready to do a listing dish, Griff?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So our listing dish today is going to be item number 1629.
Oh, hold on. Okay, 1629.
0857.
0857.
4686.
4686.
Again, that's 1629, 0857, 4686. And we have on the line with us the lister, Mark from Ludlow, Kentucky. He's a first-time caller. Mark, you've got a lot of bahunkas calling us for the first time to get a listing dish, and we appreciate that.
Awesome. Hey, I appreciate it. It took a lot of hunkas to call
it. It did,
in.
Exactly.
You listen to me almost religiously. It was a pleasure to be with you both.
And Mark is known on eBay as Good H-S-Y-R-E-L. Okay?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, that's my wife's first name, Cyril.
Okay, Mark, Griff, what do you think of the title?
Uh-huh. The title looks great. It's a Leica, and it's 1937-38 vintage, I guess. That's what that is. 3B 35mm rangefinder camera, serial number with manual and case. Yeah, that's
good. That's a good one.
There are a lot of collectors for this particular range of cameras because Leicas were considered the best consumer camera ever made. Really amazing piece of German engineering. So, yeah, I like that. I like the title.
Okay. And I see he's charging for shipping, $25,
yeah, okay.
Which he's allowed to do if he wants.
Yeah.
But you don't have to.
Right, except that it was an auction, so you want to make sure you've got the shipping covered. So you never
got
know.
Got it.
The,
got it. Okay.
You started the auction off at a good price, 99 cents. So of course you're going to charge for shipping. That makes perfect sense.
Oh, and he's up to 21 bids already. I see.
And at $265, and there's still 3 days to go, and there's 16 people watching this.
Woo-hoo.
So I think there's some room for growth here.
And he's still got the manual that came with it.
Yeah, it's nice to have that.
And the case.
And the case, yeah.
That's good. Now, what do you think about the pictures?
Well, I like the first one, and then I don't like them anymore.
Well, I do like one of them really good. But
which one?
The one where you're seeing the camera up against bubble wrap. I'm not crazy about
it's
the bubble
It's not bubble
wrap.
It's not bubble wrap.
What is
it? What is that stuff?
It's like that is a like a piece of fabric.
Oh, yeah. I see.
So it's really distracting. And our recommendation is don't get creative with photos. Get clear. Make sure that your photos are clear and just shoot on a white background. Don't use anything textured or a lot of people say, "Well, you know, I was trying to be fancy or professional." Go look at products online that are for sale by, you know, big and small companies. They're always on a white background, and there's a reason for that, because they're selling the item, not the background. So I would definitely lose that background.
Okay.
But other than that, I mean, their photos are nice and clear. I can see the undersigned officer of the Treasury Department certifies that, oh, look at that. There's like a little stamp.
I think that is so cool.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Signed by, Sigvald M. Olson, 2nd Lieutenant AC, Deputy Collector of Customs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the custom declaration. He bought the camera on his way to the Pacific during World War II.
Ah. Don't you just love the camera, by the way? Isn't it just an amazing camera?
Oh, yeah. It's incredible, like, the condition it is.
And the photos do show, even with that weird background, the photos do show, I can still see the camera very sharply.
Yes.
So I, to that end, you accomplished what needs to be done, which is I want to be able to see every angle of the camera like I was holding it. And these are so sharp.
They are very sharp. What are you using to take the picture? It's so sharp.
I use my iPhone 8.
You don't need a point and shoot camera anymore.
No, you don't.
This is driving the camera companies crazy because the phones do the job without having to have a second thing.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. They're really good pictures.
So, other than your background, we like everything so far.
Yeah. And I have to, and it's a quibble because he's, even with the questionable background, he still manages to present the, you can still see the camera.
Not
very clearly.
Only see it, it's beautifully.
It's right in front of you. It's in your face.
Yes.
Which is what we want.
Okay. Now we come down to item specifics. He only has a couple.
Well, it's a used camera, so they're not going to have much. Yeah.
And then in big, gigantic letters.
The repeat of the title.
Yeah.
And then it has a Sumitar lens. So I'm curious about something. Are you a camera buff? Do you understand? Do you know much about cameras?
A number of years ago, I was really into photography, and I like the collect some of the older film cameras.
Yeah, me too.
I've gotten a little bit older. My responsibilities have changed a little bit. I've fallen to the wayside. But anytime I can run across something like this, I mean, I don't know. It's just something about holding a vintage Leica camera, it's been around the world, basically. You know, it's the story.
And probably still takes incredible photos.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, without question. But
I was curious about the lens. I'm not familiar with this. Is a Sumitar lens also, is that made by Leica or is that a separate?
That I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, the collectors will know.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think, it's a good listing. And I like that your description is not, it's not terribly verbose. I mean, it gives me everything I need to know.
And then he's got nice little one-liners here.
It belonged to Captain K.L. Hornbeck. And you know what? I'm glad you put that because there's always the possibility that somebody related to or who knew Captain K.L. Hornbeck might say, oh my heavens, part of Crew 53, which flew 9 missions.
That was my grandfather.
I was in that crew. Or my grandfather was in that crew because, they're old now. So you never know. You might make a human connection with this listing because of that information.
So basically, we like your listing. I wouldn't have put the title all in big, gigantic, bold caps because it does bother some people to read that.
Yeah, it's okay, though.
There's
some of us who can't read well, so we need big text.
But we don't like people to put a lot of different text, Griff. We got
But he hasn't done that. He's just made it bold and bigger, and that's okay.
Yeah.
We're okay with it. He does have, there's two font faces, typefaces going on because he has a sans serif font for the paragraph. And then you've got like a Times New Roman or something similar for this listing includes. Now, it's a minor quibble.
Yeah.
That's again, it's a minor quibble.
However.
What are you giving for a score there, Lee?
I'm giving him, you know.
You want to get rid of those dish rags, don't you?
I want.
We would love to have.
It's not that. I'm giving him a 5 because if you don't care about the thing with the, as long as he knows that having this big, gigantic font is not always great, I think he gets a 5.
Yeah, see, I would not quibble with that as much as I would with the background.
But yeah, but he can always change that in a New York minute the next time he does a list.
So I think you're in luck because I think Lee wants to get rid of the supply of
No, that is
dish
not
towels.
True.
So she's lowered her standards, which
I
means
have
that you
not,
win.
No. I have to go with you because you're the boss, right?
Me, the boss?
Even though it may
anyone who listens to
the
show
the
knows that's just not true.
But all I'm saying, Mark, I'm giving you a 5, but I would like to see you not have such gigantically big font up here.
Well, now that she's given you a 5, far be it from me to be the one to spoil this party. and tell you you're not going to get a dish rag. So,
but you are.
Because I have no choice. Absolutely. Let me make this clear.
Okay.
I have no choice if I value my life, but then to give you a five. So you have a five.
Yay!
How's that?
So here's what you have to do, Mark. You have to send email to contest@voicemarketing.com.
Hey, has anyone seen my self-esteem? I'm looking all around.
Contest@voicemarketing.com.
I dropped it somewhere.
And please tell me what you won. That you won the contest for the dish towel. Okay? I want a dish towel. I need your address and your phone number just in case the postman needs it or something, but I need your address for that.
Very good. I appreciate it.
And what made you call for the first time? How long have you been listening, Mark?
I work full time. I just happened to have the day off today. I took the day off. I had to go get a crown put on my tooth or the preparation for it.
Oh God.
Is it a royal tooth? It's the coronation of the tooth.
Yes.
Will you put it on a throne?
On the podcast, we usually go out, sourcing for, stuff to sell usually on the weekend. And we were sitting around, this afternoon, like, oh yeah, we can listen to them live today. And, I heard Griff begging for somebody to call in.
Was it begging?
Yes, it was begging.
I'm sorry.
Hey, thank you, Mark. Appreciate it. Send me the email. Hey, we've got two big shot experts coming up, Griff, right now.
Okay. Well, this segment was brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform. Our lines are open at 888-723-4630, and you're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee.
At some point in every eBay seller's life, there comes a moment when you ask yourself, has my business grown enough to need a shipping solution like the big guys use? Whether you sell out of your garage or have a retail store, ShipWorks has the tools to take your business to the next level. With ShipWorks, you can automate and schedule shipping and order management tasks 24/7. You can even print packing slips and shipping labels automatically when you are not in front of your computer. Plus, ShipWorks gives you access to the lowest shipping rates from UPS, FedEx, DHL, and USPS. You can also import orders from over 100 marketplaces and shopping carts. From your garage to a retail store or even a warehouse, ShipWorks offers all of the shipping features you need for today and tomorrow. Try it for free for 30 days at ShipWorks.com. That's ShipWorks.com.
Imagine having a crystal ball to help you grow your online business. With just one look, you could see what your item is selling for, what products are hot, and what your competitors are doing. Well, forget the crystal ball. Terapeat can tell you all that and so much more. Terapeat gives you the in-depth, real-world data you need to research and price your items, find and source products, and project sales and revenue. You can even find out what keywords will make your item more likely to sell. And when it comes to identifying your next hot niche, Terapeat not only shows you new opportunities, it also lets you source those products through Terapeat's partnership with Alibaba. As for those competitors, Terapeat helps you figure out the secrets of their success. So save that crystal ball for other stuff, like finding out who's going to win the Super Bowl. And sign up for Terapeat. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeat.com.
Imagine an e-commerce tool that lets you research, list, sell, and ship, all from one intuitive interface. That tool is 6-Bit Software. And here's a countdown of the top 5 cool things you can do with it. Number 5. Research. See how an item is listed on eBay or anywhere else with just a single click. Number 4. Inventory allocation. 6-Bit keeps track of items listed on multiple sites and automatically adjusts quantities. Number 3. Batch editing, so you can change hundreds of listings at once. Number 2. Custom fields that let you tailor 6-Bit to suit your business. And number 1. Customizable item entry, enabling you to list from a single one-page form. That's just 5 of the cool things you can do with 6-Bit. And you can try it for free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. Once again, that's 6bitsoftware.com.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, the show whose item specifics are always filled in. Now, we're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Indicia, helping you love the way you ship. We long to hear your voice on the other end of the line at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that number is 888-723-4630.
Griff, we have two guys we know.
Two guys.
Right now. Two guys.
You guys.
Two guys who know about collectibles.
Yeah.
We
okay.
have John Phipps from Southbridge, Massachusetts, who's known on eBay as Sylvester_Investments. Hello, John. How you doing today?
Doing excellent. Thank you.
We also have Joel Elad from here in San Diego, California.
Welcome
known
back,
on
Joel.
eBay as Joel.Elad. We have Joel on from time to time. Hi, Joel.
Hi, Lee. Hi, Griff.
So guys, let's go to Joel first. Joel, we're talking about the Black Panther.
Okay.
And the question was asked a while ago on the show by me. How do you know what to collect? You know, years later we hear of somebody having an untouched action figure in a box and they've never opened it and they sell it for, you know, $12,000. How do we know what to collect, Joel?
Well, nowadays it's difficult when it comes to the new items, only because action figures are produced in mass quantities. And so while the manufacturers want you to buy them in the pretty box and hope that you'll maybe buy two of them, open one and keep the other for collectible purposes, it's hard to see a secondary value come out of it. The caveat to that is that sometimes they make action figures where it's what's called a chase figure. So they'll make, out of a box of 12, 11 of them will be common and one of them will be rare. And so it takes a lot of research. You have to kind of research the market when it comes to the new collectibles and see what are the ones that are harder to find, what are the ones that the collectors are bribing employees of the toy stores to get, and that's the ones that you can try to go after. But it's dangerous because at any time the manufacturer can decide they want to make more of them. So...
got it.
You're looking for stuff that's not super high quantities. And you're looking for maybe on a new character, the first time they become an action figure. Cause there are new comic characters being created. Black Panther was created in the 1960s, but for example, there's a movie in October called Venom, and Venom was created in the late 1980s. So it's not every comic book character is 30 or 50 or 60 years old or 80 years old in the case of Superman. So,
what about the Black Panther?
So with the Black Panther, you'd probably want to look at the first instances of figures were probably in the 1970s. And Marvel characters like Black Panther, a very popular one is called the Mego, M-E-G-O, Mego dolls, which... were kind of crude by today's standards, but back then kind of held, the parts are held together by rubber bands and stuff, but they had cloth uniforms and things like that. Mego figures, especially in the box, are sought after. And, sometimes you'll find them at garage sales and, thrifting. It's come up. There was an episode of Storage Wars. Someone found some Migos and took it to a comic book store to get appraised. So, the figures do exist, and if you have the right eye, you can make some money. You want to look for condition of the box, condition of the doll, those are the two main things to look for.
Joel, thank you. John Phipps, Southbridge, Massachusetts, known as Sylvester Investments. We've had him on the show before. John, what do you think about all this? Should we be buying some Black Panther stuff right now?
I am 75 years old. And 30 or 40 years ago, I bought a bunch of Transformers stuff really cheap, and it's worth big money today.
Uh-huh.
When I talk to people and they ask me about how do you buy this kind of stuff to make that kind of profit, it's an investment, of course. I always tell them that you cannot, there's no guarantee, you're just going to have to, it's going to be an investment. It's a risk just like anything else you do. And so what I say to them is simply, you buy the highest price item that there is, because my opinion is that those items rarely sell or are more rare. So in the future, you're going to have a more rare item. So you need to spend $30, $40, $50, $60 for these new toys in the box. Like Joel said, it has to be in mint perfect condition in that box. So you put it away for 30 years like I did, and then you have a bonanza. But, of course, I didn't have the Internet back then, so I didn't really know. And today the Internet does undermine a lot of that type of investment because there's so many people collecting stuff. You know, baseball cards aren't worth anything now. Comic books aren't worth much now. You know, it's just the overwhelming amount of people selling their stuff now.
John, just off the top of your head, what's the most expensive toy or action figure you've ever sold?
I sold it's called a Kenner Mask, M-A-S-K, and I put it on for $600. I did my homework. It's in mint, perfect condition. I couldn't find a flaw in the box. It sold for $2,370.
Wow.
I have Transformer toys today that are selling on eBay for over $10,000. But what you have to do, the only thing, other thing I wanted to say to people is that there are a lot of knockoffs out there. There are a lot of reissues that aren't worth much. So what you have to do, and this is what I have to do with my toys, is send them to have them graded, because that gives the buyer total confidence that they are buying a real G1 Transformer toy from the original 1984, 1985, whenever they were made. So you got to have them graded.
And where do you go to have them graded?
There's this company it's called AFA, for these toys anyhow. It's called AFA. It's in Georgia. I think it's in, somewhere in Georgia. I have the name and everything. It's called AFA something or other.
It stands for Action Figure Authority. So just Google Action Figure Authority, and you'll find their website and instructions on how to send in for grading.
So, Joel, John mentioned comic books. What's going on in your world with comic books?
Oh, boy. Comics is a always evolving medium. Black Panther, when it comes to comics and things like Black Panther in the media, what's happening now is the price realization is happening the moment of an announcement. So the moment Marvel says we're going to make a Black Panther movie, you see the huge spike in the value of the older Black Panther comics. As more announcements come out of who's the secondary characters, who's the villain, who's the love interest, who's that, when those characters appear in the comics now with every casting announcement or trailer, those comics will go up in value. So as a side note, there was a trailer recently for the Ant-Man and the Wasp with Paul Rudd and Evangeline Lilly, and somebody noticed what the villain was going to be, and they went and found the first appearance of the villain. It was a comic that you could buy for 25 cents or a dollar. And after that trailer, it's now a $10 book. So our market right now in terms of speculation, it's all about the announcement. The secondary thing is now, so people will try to sell before opening weekend. If the movie is good and people like it, then the value won't drop as quickly. But you'll normally see prices subside until the next, you know, it used to be, there'd be the video bump and then you'd wait till the next movie. Now with digital, you don't see the video bump as much, but, people are kind of rushing to get their, you know, get in and get out. They want to try to buy something when they think it's low and then sell right for the movie premiere. So
what
a good movie will extend the prices.
So what we've just learned is you need to be watching for the announcements.
Correct. That people speculate and they, you know, with the internet, they spend way too much time looking for any piece of data, interviews, things that actors may let slip during an interview or what the studios announce. Everybody's very hungry for, you know, they'll look at the back of a toy that's being released and figure something out from that. And so, it's very interesting.
Well, thank you so much.
It's nerve-wracking, but yeah.
I guess. John Phipps, you have anything you'd like to make for a closing statement?
It's really, really tough. to buy something low and sell it high today in the toy, comic books, or any kind of those collectibles. Very difficult to do.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
I get it. Joel, anything you'd like to say in closing?
Do your research. If it seems too good to be true, it normally is.
Thank you, John Phipps and Joel Elad, our experts on these toys and collectibles.
Boy, that is such a smart thing to keep in mind. If it seems too good to be true. I mean, there will be one time out of like 1,000 where it actually is true. But when I think about the times I've lost my shirt, it's always because I that little voice that said, "This is too good to be true. Run away, run away." I never did it.
But you know, my point earlier was, you know, for $22 you buy an action figure and you keep it for 30 years, who knows what's going to happen. I mean, I'm not suggesting that somebody go out and spend thousands of dollars, but
yeah,
might be fun to put away some stuff and see what happens, right?
For as long as you're not investing more than you can afford, it's like gambling, only you get to look at stuff.
Yes.
Unless you're the kind that puts it away and doesn't take it out or look at it.
I wonder, are there people who, you got to dust it, you have to look at it. Some people have it on shelves, some people put it away in the attic.
There you go, you never know where they're going to put
it. Hey, John Phipps and Joel Elad, thank you so much for being with us.
Yes, thank you for coming on, that was great. This segment was brought to you by Indicia. 888-723-4630, don't miss a moment of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
Your calls are eBay Radio's reason for being. But if you can't call in, simply email your question, comment, or listening dish request directly to us. Just click Contact Us on the eBay Radio Player during the show. Fill out the web form and hit the Submit button. Griffin Lee can't promise to respond to every email received, but they'll certainly do their best. That's Contact Us on the eBay Radio Player. Fill out the web form and hit Submit. We look forward to hearing from you.
Internet sales tax, global trade, postal policies, and ownership rights are issues that impact your bottom line. eBay's government relations team has your back with eBay Main Street, giving you a voice on e-commerce legislation. 600,000 of your fellow e-commerce advocates have joined, and we need you. Sign up at ebaymainstreet.com/join. That's ebaymainstreet.com/join.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out, and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's E-N-D-I-C-I-A.com/eBay Radio.
Listen while you list.